Crouch.
On the Vic Sports Breakfast with his rap on rugby union.
Fine.
Here's former Wallaby Adam Fry.
Well, not much of a day for the Wallabies on Sunday morning. They started well, out to a 14-0 lead, and then it all went horribly wrong from there. To give us a better insight, Adam Fry is our rugby expert. G'day, Adam.
G'day, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Yes, very well, thanks.
Got any good news for us, mate?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with, does pressure start to bear on Ewan McKenzie at this point now, Adam?
Look, that's a really tough call to say that, Jimmy, but look, for mine, I just think it's a real disappointing week for rugby because, and I always say this on the show, you know, the NRL Grand Final, you watch that, and then you watch the AFL the week prior. Then you have a look at rugby, and you think it's all over and it's all doom and gloom, but then you switch on and you watch the All Blacks play the Springboks, and you see an absolute cracking game and a huge packed audience. Rugby's got it there. There's a diamond in the rough there somewhere, but the incidents off the field, the national anthem, it's just all piled up for them. And I still believe in my game. I still believe in rugby, and I still think it can find its way. However, the off-field stuff doesn't help us. And do I think the amount of media attention is justified from one player having the wrong kit on a plane? Absolutely not. But it's been the fallout from it. And I think what the AU have done has been very good in that they've put the investigation onto it straight away. And a result will come soon. So it's really hard to comment. Matt Burke summed it up best in an article he wrote for Fairfax this week, stating that you cannot make assumptions on any of this. It's just all up in the air. It's a bit of he say, she say, and players getting behind Curtly. Of course, you've got to back your teammate. You're always going to do that. And I don't think that, without knowing too much, it's hard to comment, but I just don't think it was justified, the amount of noise it could get.
Well, I haven't found a bloke on the nation yet that thinks that Curtly wasn't in the squad because of the incident on the plane. What, you think we can afford to leave him out of our test team, can we?
Well, it's an interesting one, mate, because I know that you go into an Argentinian match with five forwards on the bench. You do that. But, look, you'd find room for Curtly there. I think he's an absolute superstar. He's had a great year. He's
been That's right. So why do we tell the public, right?
That... Well, we don't know that. We're assuming that, TK. And, I just think that I know that you go in with a more heavy-hearted, focused bench and trying to come off the game. And Link was very clear after that loss to South Africa, which we should have won. Now, we win that game, we're talking about other things, but can't live in hindsight. But he did state that the bench were very disappointing. He dropped, he put Josh Manray in front of Hansen. Like, he made some very big calls, and Curtly was one of them, as he said. So you can't assume, mate, but everyone is saying that he was out for disciplinary reasons, but he did state that he was going to do it on form, and he did say that after the game against South Africa. But look, as we say, we're talking about this, and the result was a very, very poor one for the Wallabies. But if you go through Argentina's form, they are very, very due for a win and due for some good form. They should have beat New Zealand in New Zealand. They had a very close loss to South Africa. They've always got one performance. However, I think it was just the culmination of the Wallabies being ordinary in the second half. Refereeing, lasers. We haven't spoken about lasers since Sharks and Austin Powers, but we're talking about lasers in rugby. That's where we're at the moment. So we're at a bit of a crossroads. As I know, when our backs are against the wall in rugby land, we come out okay.
Less than 2 weeks now, and the All Blacks, the opposition up at Suncorp Stadium. Do you expect changes again from that side that played against Argentina, Adam?
I do, Jimmy, and Link's not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. He's going to stick with what he's been building. I just think there needs to be, I wouldn't say leadership. I think James Hall was pretty good. I just think he needs big boppers. He needs big lads. I'd love to see Will Skelton get a run. You look at Argentina, you look at New Zealand, you look at the Springboks. They are absolute monsters. And we try and carry around with this very mobile pack. And I know Hooper, he's an absolute gun. He's playing well, but put an extra 10 kilos on him. He's the best player in the world. I just think we're a little bit small. I think we'll try and beef up the pack, but I don't think everyone should just start freaking out because we've lost to Argentina. They were a very good side on the day, and we can't even blame during the week or lasers or referees or anything. But, you know, there is something special about playing at Suncorp with the Wallabies. They always perform, and I just think it's going to be a close test. I don't think it's going to be a blowout like some are saying.
No, I think we can justify alarm bells when it's our first loss to the Pumas in 17 years, when it's the first ever time that Argentina's won in the rugby championship. It just happens to be us, and again, we have two players sin bin. In fact, we got Israel Folau sin bin, but then he got reprieved when it came up on the video screen. That was remarkable.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Benny Hill music to start playing at that stage because everyone's running around and no one knows what they were doing. But he's got a beautiful smile. Is he? Maybe that was it. He just gave him that little look and he got the right call. But, hey, it was the right call to be made.
Yes.
And you talk to anyone in rugby circles at the moment. There was a lot of questions and a lot of decisions made by the referee. But that's the thing about our game. We are so tilted towards officiating and umpires. Mm. In the AFL, if there's any umpire that lets you down, there's an investigation, as Jeff Tuvey would say. There needs to be an investigation. There is. Where in rugby, you just get promoted and dropped or flown around the world. It's a tough one because they have such a bearing on our matches. Mm.
Hey, Adam, I know you love your league as well, and you would have watched Sunday night. Sam Burgess was the Clive Churchill medalist. Sonny Bill Williams plays his first game tomorrow night. And, of course, Sam's going to Bath. What's his best position, do you reckon? Because we were talking about number 12. And one of our SMSs said, no, he's a definite number eight. If you're coaching Sam Burgess, where do you play him?
Anywhere. I'd put him at eight personally. I just think inside centre, you need to be able to distribute the ball. You could play him either or. Sonny Bill's a little bit different. I think that you can build your attack off Sonny Bill and his offloads pace. You know, that's why he's so good at 12 for the All Blacks. I'd put him at six or eight because I know in the UK, at 12, you'd almost want him to be able to kick. And also play field position.
So he'd have to be a second fly half, so to speak, in the UK.
Yeah, that's what I do. But he is incredible. And I know it would sting a lot of NRL people or even the reverse to say that we're poaching some of these players back to rugby. But it just shows you the diversity and how talented these kids are. Like Sam Burgess was unbelievable. Sonny Bill, to switch from code to code, they're freakish. So, look, I'm looking forward to seeing Sam Burgess. I think Sonny Bill, I'd love to see him at the Chooks Bill because I'm a Rooster Booster, but hey, that's just me.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Adam.
All right, talk soon. Thanks, guys. Good.